Well, this weekend, NASCAR comes to Joliet. The big race on Sunday is the Tales of the Turtles 400 at the Chicagoland Speedway. It'll feature Dale Earnhardt Jr., as well as all the names in NASCAR in the final season. His final season is the biggest names in racing take to the track. But that's not all. On Saturday, you got the Chicagoland 300. Tomorrow, you got trucks. This year, NASCAR continues with the new playoff format, which ends with four drivers racing for the Monster Energy Cup. But this weekend's not just about racing, it's about race culture. The Chicagoland Speedway is Chicago's representation in the NASCAR season, and that means you have much more than what's happening on any given lap. It's a fun weekend in Joliet. My guest tonight, Dane Neal, the host of WGN Radio's On the Road with Dane Neal, which airs every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. and celebrates all the great stuff surrounding car culture. Dane, great to see you, buddy.
Oh, it's good to be seen. It is great to hear. Great to hear you talking about so many different things. I know you're a huge sports fan, and I heard that you had dipped your big toe into the gasoline kind of infested waters of NASCAR, right? And you had an opportunity to see
it. I love it.
If you love sports and you give yourself a little bit of time to get in there and kind of learn the sport, learn the drivers, it is a sport that is big, bold, colorful. It is all about fun. You got a lot of logos kind of getting thrown at you, so that may be a little bit different. But it is basically one of those all-American great sports that really does have a lot of things kind of down. And they are open and flexible to kind of changing what it is they do, how they do it, in order to kind of enlarge the tent,
right,
get more fans and in more places. And so this weekend, and you got to think, NASCAR is an all-star game every week. So they're playing someplace, all the biggest stars. You know, it's Yankees versus, let's say, Cubs, like every week. And all your favorite stars are racing every week. And this week they're here. It's a home game. And they're here at Chicagoland.
Well, it's ultimately, that's a great way to put it. It's like an all-star game because ultimately it's a tour. It's not unlike what you would see with a Grateful Dead show or something like that in music, where there are a lot of fans that will travel to different markets that will, I mean, regardless of what you think of watching a NASCAR race on television, you cannot deny the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of people in the stands. I mean, it looks, I've never actually been to a NASCAR event, but when you see it, you're like, wow, that looks like that is well populated.
Justin, it is the kind of thing that, and I was in, you know, my like 20s when I came to racing, you know, grew up in this area and it wasn't something that was natural. But the first time, and it's one of those things, if you'll remember the first time that you actually set foot in Chicago Stadium and saw a Blackhawks game, when you were trying to watch it on television, when you feel it live, and it's so much different than what it is that you get on television, that's what racing is. And so when you're looking at it and you get that opportunity to really be there, there's so many things. It's one of the few sports that kind of hits on all of your senses. You know, you've got the sights, the sounds, the smells, vibrations. I mean, you can feel it all. And it is one of those things that you really, truly have to experience in person to get kind of that full vibe. They've done a lot better job on television. I mean, remember on the hockey side, right? Remember when they had the puck that glowed?
Right.
You're like, hey, there was an advancement. You know, now they've got it down where they're doing some really good stuff with it. But it is one of those sports that you got to see live and in person at least once and check it out.
Well, that's a great transition because in a couple of minutes, we have some tickets to give away to the Chicagoland 300, the Saturday race.
Right.
And we'll get into that in just a second. But before we do that, okay, so let's talk about the actual sports side, then we'll talk about the culture side. So the sports side, I all day I've been trying to like get this right because I really want to get it right. But the idea that this is, we're getting close to the end of the season.
Right.
And when you talk about the Turtles race, the Turtle 400.
The Tales of the Turtles 400.
Tales of the Turtles 400.
I mean, I don't know what's going on there. The Bears could do that, right? It could be like the SpongeBob, you know, game, whatever. And they build a lot of that stuff in. So the Turtles will be there, the voice of...
So this is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
right? Yes, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And so they'll be there. But, you know, Greg Sipes, who's the voice of Michelangelo, he'll be doing the start. Sean Astin, you know him from his great work on Lord of the Rings and of course, the Goonies.
Right.
Yes, right. He is the voice of Raphael. He'll be on site, and there'll be some of the other, you know, stars of the Nickelodeon galaxy will be there. So you'll see a SpongeBob will be there. The Rugrats will be there. So a lot of stuff
for kids.
Yeah, for kids.
But so when we talk about the sport, this is an important race because this helps with when it comes to points and all that. It's towards the end of the season, so they already know who's number one and number two, who's in the lead when it comes to the points. But you're getting down to the end of the season, so there is something on the line here for some of the drivers.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So it has been building up, and this is the playoffs you mentioned. This is their first year with Monster Energy as that kind of presenting sponsor. They had Sprint for a number of years, and before that, for many years, they had Winston. And then for the lower series, series, you know, for what is now Xfinity, it was Busch beer. So it was cigarettes and beer. They realized, you know, we've got to branch out to less deadly, you know, habits if we want to maintain
so
our
Ninja Turtles and known.
Maintain our fan base. Yeah. So this is the start of the playoffs. They have been racing this entire time for the opportunity to get into this playoff format in the past before they did the format. And it's not really different or much different than it was when they started that chase for the championship. They're just calling it playoffs, maybe to appeal to more people who understand what it is that is. Where they've got, you know, you have a certain amount of drivers, let's say 16 that qualify for the playoffs, and then you eliminate drivers every few races until you get to that final race at Homestead, Miami, and then those four drivers that are left will race.
This is the second year in doing this format, right? I mean, how did it go? I mean, how cool is it to have four drivers race in one race? That seems weird.
Well, no. Everybody's racing. Here's the other part of it, too.
That's boring. No, let's see. I need to. I was under the impression
that it was just
that it was just a last, because they said the final four race. So there's still a full race. It's just by points. It should be four cars on a huge race. Rolling it out, right? That'd be so much more exciting. Well, I'm just trying to improve it.
Well, put it in the suggestion box. That's one of the things. Well, you got to figure all those other drivers, you know, have sponsors, have teams and all that kind of stuff. Plus, they can get in there and they can influence it, too. They can either get in there and increase their points, get ready for the next season, maybe knock some people out of contention. You know, there's a lot of, you know, rivalries going on in racing as well. But it is an exciting format. They've done things to change in the past before. You would have drivers that would have such a lead that by this time in the season with 10 races left, it was a foregone conclusion. You know, they would have to like crash, or maybe they didn't even have to race the last two races. They'd still have enough points to
win.
So what they're trying to do is make it more exciting for the fans and make it kind of more exciting for the drivers too. It's a lot for them to kind of figure out and work on, but make more of the races more relevant as people watch.
They call that the Tony Stewart clause. That dude was always out in front with so many points. And then what was the point at that point, right?
Well, you know, Tony's one of those great drivers,
right?
He's retired.
I'm trying to show that I have some understanding of the sport, see?
Richard Petty, you know, is one of those.
I love a Richard Petty, just a mustache.
And the hat, right?
Yeah.
He would race. He didn't even need a helmet. He would race with the cowboy hat. A lot of things have advanced. You mentioned that, you know, some of the old school things on the stock car side, and it came from, you know, the bootlegging days and all that. And so they've gotten into things where they're, you know, cheating was sort of looked at as, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough in that kind of thing. They've worked on it and taken it totally seriously, where they're breaking it down and really coming down on it and kind of transitioning into that national sport that they know and want to be in. And I think that it's really getting there. I mean, the fan base, you look at it, some of the markets, I think Philadelphia, New York, LA, those are three out of the top five markets for NASCAR, because you think of it here in Chicago. We think, you know, there's some stereotypes and some stigmas maybe even still for NASCAR. You know, about 40% are women as far as the fans. $70,000 is like the median income for the NASCAR fans. Mm-hmm. So on the demographics, a lot of people think that it's
like
a guy in like a white t-shirt.
I wonder how much of that has moved on, because even I I didn't grow up in a NASCAR culture. This is something that it just wasn't a big promotional thing in where I was
in this area. Not been,
But I feel like they've jettisoned that stereotype a couple years back, and the way as you know, viewing the sport as an adult, you know, those are, I mean, this is a high end. The idea, I mean, number one, and the one thing I will say, the amount of pressure and I guess vibration or what have you that's put on the human body to race at those speeds. I mean, to act, because there's always this kind of like joke that these guys aren't athletes because they sit in a car and but you'd be able to be trained to be able to do that and be able to take what's the pressure on your body from racing at that level. It's pretty intense.
Well, and Justin, you're talking about it. These guys are athletes, and there would be people, you know, even a handful of years ago that would scoff at that. Come on, they're just kind of turning left or whatever. But now they are athletes, like they're fine-tuned, you know, machines that train all year. And you look at where in the past there would be people just kind of smoking in pit road, waiting for them to get in. You know, there's maybe people that weren't as good a shape as they could have been. Now, for the pit crew guys, these are predominantly, we've done a ton of interviews about it, is, you know, they're like college football all-stars, maybe, you know.
The pit crew,
you know, where they, well, because you think about it, the over-the-wall gang. It'd be just a bunch of people with friends of the driver that would kind of amble over the wall.
Right, and, like Talladega Nights, like the movie. It's like, that's where David Koechner's at, right? He's jumping out.
Shake and bake. Yeah. So it has gotten fine-tuned in all areas. In fact, too, is even on the simulator side, you know, there's no substitute for experience. We know that, in whatever kind of line of work you're doing. doing. But you have a lot of young drivers now that are coming up, and the games or the simulators are getting so good that they're able to really do a lot to further what it is they're able to do on the track, kind of plan for the tracks, kind of even plan for their careers. People are moving ahead quick because of what they're able to do with computers.
Well, Dane Neal's my guest. Of course, Dane Neal here on WGN Radio. His show, which you can hear every Saturday from 2 to 4 on the road with Dane Neal here, talks about car culture. Let's make that transition because, you know, like I kind of mentioned, it's almost like a Grateful Dead tour in the way that they will bring a lot of fans in from Chicago, but people do travel.
Yes.
And let's talk about that because, you know, there's so many different races. You'll have the big race on Sunday, but then there's the Chicagoland 300, which is also a big race on
Saturday. It is also big, yes.
The truck race, which is tomorrow night. They when you go to the Chicagoland Speedway and NASCAR sites, it's all about come and camp. Like, it's all about, you know, there's a lot going on beyond just watching the race.
First, the NFL game, Chicago Bears game. Maybe you go there, you'll tailgate. Maybe it's 3 hours before the game if you're doing it right. Four, and this is the absolute truth here, and at some of the tracks it may even be a little bit longer, I think, is for that Sunday race, you can start tailgating on Wednesday. So you can get there on Wednesday and tailgate all the way until Monday morning, right? Because they don't want to, like, you know, they don't want to harsh everything that's going on if it's a great race on Sunday. So Monday morning is when you got to get out of there. And you bring up the camping side. A lot of people, you know, they have motorhomes, they travel. You know, they'll travel all over the place to their favorite tracks. And show up to them. There's places you could camp in the infield and in the outfield. They got, I think, 1,800 camping spots that they've got for it. And if you don't have a motorhome or a camper, you've heard of glamping. I'm sure that you're glamping on a regular basis. Of course, right? They actually have, now get this, this is crazy. Think about this for your tailgate situation. So they've got tents. They've got kind of this army bell tents that'll hold a bunch of people. It's not like the little tent you had when you were a kid in the yard. And it's got furniture in it and electric in it. You can bring your dog. You can bring, you know, your friends, your family. They will actually, they have deliveries where they will deliver fire and ice to your campsite throughout the whole thing.
Wow. And this is a real deal. I will ask, is if you've been to many NASCAR events, where's the optimum place to watch a race? I mean, because everyone says, oh, you got to be in the infield. But is that the best place to be if you're a fan?
It depends on what you're looking at, because you'll have people that park in the infield, and then they've got it all set. They almost have kind of an observation deck built on top of their camper, you know, where they're all up there with folding chairs watching the whole thing go around. If you're going to be in the stands, and you will be, and you can still get your tickets at chicagolandspeedway.com, you know, you're going to want to be, there are no bad seats there. It isn't like Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you know, that's much bigger. You can only see a portion of the track at any one time. So here you want to be kind of in the middle, maybe in the middle range, so you can see kind of over things and see the entire track. It is a great place to watch a race. It is, you know, it's at a mile and a half, kind of a tri-oval situation, and the drivers absolutely love it. So not only is the market great, they get to come here, experience Chicago, but the track is great too, and it's a great place to watch.
What should we be looking for when it comes to this race on Sunday? I mean, for the Turtles. I mean, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s last race. Or in Chicago.
It's his last race in Chicago. It has been kind of the long goodbye tour, you know, this entire season. Jade Gerst is a guy that I'd worked with a number of years ago. He used to be his PR guy back when he drove the Budweiser car, if you remember the Bud number 8.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And, you know, and he has some thoughts on it because Dale is left with, he's won a couple Daytona 500s. He's won, you know, a number of races, like 20-some races. You know, but he has been, you know, the number one most popular driver, you know, for the series for many, many years. And that means everything. It means, you know, advertising and tickets and selling and souvenirs and merchandise and all that stuff. So for him to walk away and he hasn't won a championship, now we know he's not going to.
Yeah, but he's not in the playoffs at all.
But I think this is a guy that is so, he is so beloved, but he is so much different than his dad, even though obviously they had an amazing relationship as well. But he seems cool with it, you know, and he's a fun guy. He's a funny guy. If you see some of the commercials where he's going for that mayo, right? I imagine water cooler Dave, you know, or mountain climbing Dale or whatever. So, yeah, he's comfortable. I think he's going to make a nice transition into the booth. But it is for those fans and, you know, predominantly people who love NASCAR, love Dale Jr., this is a great opportunity to get out there and see him race.
Well, Sunday will be the race, Tales of the Turtles 400 at the Chicagoland Speedway, and Saturday, the Chicagoland 300, the Xfinity Series. Let's give away some tickets for that. We have two pairs of tickets to give away for Chicagoland 300.
The Saturday race?
The Xfinity Series. What's special about this race?
Well, it's going to be a great... You're going to see some of the drivers who you're going to see are going to be the future of racing. Bubba Wallace is one who was on the show with us last week. He'll be driving, I think it's the number 99 green slime car. Here's the other thing that's kind of cool about it. In victory lane for both of those races, the winners and teams are going to get slimed. You know, so just like that. But get out there, watch some of those drivers, watch Bubba Wallace, right. Watch some of the action going on. And it is a great race as well. You can do it two pairs. You can do it a four pack.
We'll do two pairs, 312-981-7200. Let's go with Earnhardt was eight, right? So let's go to the eighth caller.
Or the eighth caller. Yeah, eight sounds great.
It's good. Let's do the eighth caller and let's do the 11th caller, 312-981-7200. For the NASCAR weekend. On the road with Dane Neal, which celebrates car culture, Saturday from 2 to 4.
Yep, and we're going to have this weekend, we're going to have Clint Bowyer on, driver of the 14 car. We're going to have Martin Truex Jr. is going to be on with us. Of course, he's the points leader.
He's a leader.
And Rutledge Wood is the guy who's like equal parts food and racing. You know him from Top Gear and NBC. He'll be on as well.
Dane, great to have you. Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks, man.